guys, I'm Julia. Nice to meet you on there. Hope we could spend a wonderful morning together. And now in the morning, it's 2 hours in the evening. 一天之计在于晨。若您有个美好的晨间生活，相信您一天的生活都是美好的。How beginning makes a good ending. 常言道，善始善终。Last time we learned the sentence pattern. If subject had done, subject would have done. 这个句式是表示说话者对某人或者是某事本可以发生的事情而没有发生，或者是在过去的那一种情况下本不可能发生的事情又发生了。那么在这里想说明一下，刚才所说到的本可能发生的事情指的是本有能力可以做成的事情，而不是指可能性或许这个意思。
At the end of last program, I left some translation exercises, and I'm about to be out with them. Number one,
如果瑞守得住寂寞的话，他本可以成为一个顶呱呱的牧师的。
If Ray had to put up with loneliness, he could have made a wonderful rector.
Number two, 如果他更加细心的话，本来可以做得更好的。
He could have done better if he had been more careful.
Number three, 如果你那个时候真的有意的话，你是完全可以做到的。
If you had been so minded, you could have done it perfectly well.
Number four, 如果昨天大伙们齐心协力的话，昨天的工作是可以完成的。
If all of you had pulled together, you could have accomplished the tasks.
And this morning, I'd like to share a new sentence pattern with you. It is, if subject had done, subject might have done. 这个句式就是说话者对某人或者是某事在过去的一定的条件下对其过去的情况的可能性的一种假设，可能会做成的事情但是由于某种条件限制而实际上又没有做成。
For example, if we had found him earlierWe might have saved his life.
如果我们要是早点发现他的话，我们或许可以救活他。此句话言外之意就是
We found him late, and we didn't save his life. Another example sentence is, If I had been less cautious, I might have been more wise.
如果我少一些谨慎，也许我就会多一些明智。此句言外之意就是
I was more cautious, and I was less wise.
好了，各位亲爱的课友们，今天的句型您学到了吗？如果学会的话，我们还是要进入题海大战，这样会使你遇到此种情景，你会脱口而出，说出正确的英语。
Please translate the following sentences with today's sentence pattern we learned.
Number one, 如果你那时听了医生的劝告，你那时候就好了。Number two, 如果我是在早上离开的，我中午或许就到了。那么以上的答案将在下期的早间课堂揭晓，敬请各位锁定下期的可可早间课堂。
Thank you for your listening. See you next time.
感谢收听，下次再会。
그럼